Odyssey fans, I'm Bob, senior editor with Plugged In.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse Magazine.
Welcome to the June 3rd, 2009 edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast. Today we've got an interview with Marshall Younger, writer for Odyssey and the Kidsborough series.
And we'll have a surprise guest too.
Right. But first, here's the latest news.
The Truth Chronicles is now available in your local Christian bookstore.
This series is based on lessons from Focus on the Family's The Truth Project. It features 11 brand new episodes about understanding God's truth in our world.
You can find out more details or download a free episode from the series at our website, witsend.org/podcast.
You know, Jess, The Truth Chronicles features the three-part Kidsborough episode that aired last summer on Adventures in Odyssey.
I know, but those three episodes are only the beginning of Kidsborough. There's a whole book series written by Odyssey writer Marshall Younger, and there's a lot about this series that we still don't know, so I think maybe we should have Marshall in for another interview.
Your wish is my command. Let's cue the interview music and talk to Marshall.
And the surprise guest.
And the surprise guest.
Well, we couldn't be more excited to have Marshall Younger back here in the studio with us. So welcome back, Marshall.
Hi, Jesse. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Marshall.
You talk a little bit about Kidsborough, because I know it's a book series. It's also a series of Odyssey episodes. So where did you first get the idea?
Well, at one point I was writing a lot of screenplays. And I had written a screenplay called Staying Through the Closing Credits, which I wrote the first draft, and then I sent it off to a friend of mine who's also a writer. His name is Robert Skeed. And he had some comments on it that really led me to making Kidsborough. And as a matter of fact, I believe we have Robert with us right now.
Our surprise guest is Robert Skeed?
That's right.
That
Robert
is awesome.
Skeed, the one, the only.
That's right. I'm a character in Odyssey, and I'm also a friend of Marshall Younger. It pays to know him sometimes.
So I handed it off to Robert. What did you think of it?
I thought it was a great idea, Mar. I thought the idea would make a good book series, even a great radio drama series. But you need to have some kids who could rule the world. And I think I suggested to you that you make it kind of like the Little Rascals, but they'd be in, you know, kids trying to do things that grown-ups like to do in their own little world. And then we came up with the clubhouses, the treehouses thing together.
I think you're being kind of nice to me because the screenplay was not actually about kids running the world or anything like that. It was actually, that was just one section of it. And it was the very first section. And I think you thought that that's where the story was going to go. It didn't go that way. And I recall you not really liking the rest of the script.
Well, I have to be nice to you because you critique my stuff, too. Marshall's
right.
Known for in my scripts writing, need joke here, and then he never kind of gives me the joke, which is what I'm looking for from him. But yeah, you're right. It just needed to go in that direction, and in my wisdom, I told you that.
Yeah.
How did it get started, Marshall? Where was it that it needed to come move out of one area and into another?
Well, like I said, there was at the very beginning there was a part where the main characters, which we kind of followed through adulthood, they were kids at the beginning, and they were actually making their own movie. There was a kid that was a director, and it was very much like a Hollywood set, but just in kid terms. Mm-hmm. And so that's what Rob, I believe, latched onto is that he liked that idea, and he liked the idea of kids kind of running things like adults would. I think kids love that type of thing in books. I mean, you find that in all sorts of literature.
Sure.
Where kids like having that kind of power.
Okay. But nobody could do it like you can, Mar.
Well,
Marshall, Robert alluded to the fact that his name has actually appeared in Adventures in Odyssey.
Right.
Can you fill us in on some of the details there?
Yeah, I just thought it'd be fun to have his name in there since he's helped me with my scripts. And so I put him in two of my very first shows, The Power and The Glory. The thing about Robert Skeed is that you never really hear from him as a character. He never speaks. He is alluded to and other people talk about him. He's usually somebody that's making trouble or something. But in the one show and The Glory, he was the hero of the baseball game, right, Rob?
That's right, Mar. And that was very appropriate since I played baseball in college and I asked you to put my name into that story while I was critiquing it for you. And you were kind enough to do that, and I hit the game-winning home run.
Yep.
One of the better fictional moments of my life.
And then the other show, The Power, there was actually a kind of an interesting thing that happened with the mention of your name there.
Yeah, you hired some rookie actor who mispronounced my name, so instead of Skeed, it was Skiad, and we're still looking for that guy. And you know,
the funny thing is that Phil Lawler actually picked up on this, on using your name, and so he actually used your name in a script. It was called The Secret Keys of Discipline, and Robert Skeed did an interpretive dance. I think it was like something with a butterfly, I think.
Dance of the Butterfly.
Dance of the Butterfly, yes.
Before we move ahead, why don't we listen to a few of those clips?
Okay.
Robert Skihead called me a dweebazoid. Good old Robert. From what I recall, that dweebazoid crack hurt pretty badly.
Runners on first and third, two outs, and Robert Skied steps up to the plate. Henry's had some trouble with Robert today. Robert already has a home run and a double. He could be the hero of the game with a big swing here.
And that was Robert Skied with his interpretive dance, cocoon to butterfly. Thanks, Robert.
Hey, now, Robert, now, did you ever get revenge on Marshall by using his name in any of your writing?
Yes, I did. I have a book just out with a 10-year anniversary edition called Safe at Home, A Baseball Card Mystery. And I use Marshall's full name in that book. There's a character called Marshall Younger, and he is one of the suspects of individuals who might have stolen a Babe Ruth rookie baseball card worth $50,000.
I didn't do it, did I?
I'm not going to say.
You have to read it to find out if I actually did it.
Well, I remember, I think 10 years ago, which just shows how long I've been the editor of Clubhouse Magazine, I think we offered that book back then.
Hmm.
That's correct. You featured it in an issue, and I think you sold lots of copies.
There we go. Exactly. And hopefully we'll sell even more through the podcast.
Well, Robert, thanks a lot for joining us today. I'm glad you could take a minute and kind of walk down memory lane with Marshall.
Oh, thanks. Marshall's one of my favorite people. He's probably the most talented writer I know, and I'd love to talk about him anytime.
Well, thanks, Rob.
Thanks a lot, Robert.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
So, Mar, many of our listeners are aspiring writers in their own way.
Thanks, Ba.
They might have thought about writing a novel at some point. What's it like writing a book? I mean, and which is harder? Is it harder to write a screenplay or a drama for the ear, or is it harder to actually write a book?
I tell you what, I have a hard time with books sometimes because I'm not used to describing everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and getting a feel for the scene. In radio drama, you have to describe it in dialogue, which is in itself a difficult thing. I mean, you fall into the trap of, oh my goodness, there's a guy with a yellow shirt looking through the open window across the street. You know, you can't say that.
Right.
writing a book is just so completely different for me. And it's fun in a lot of ways. And I like being able to get a character across through his thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Because a character will think a lot of things that he won't say. And so I like just giving the audience an idea about who this person is by what they're thinking. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the fun part of writing a book for me.
Oh, nice. So how long does it take to write a book series? How long did you work on the Kidsboro books?
It takes, per book, it takes me probably a month of actual writing. And that doesn't take into account all the time waiting for notes from editors and those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. What comes first? Do you find that you have the characters and then you create an environment for them? Or do you have a framework of a story and then the characters sort of fit into that?
Well, for Kidsboro, it wasn't either. It wasn't the story or the characters. It was, what do you need to create a town? And so it was really the jobs of a town that really dictated what the characters were going to be, because, okay, what do you need for a town? You need a mayor, somebody in charge. Mm-hmm. You need a police officer. You have to have the press. And so we said, okay, well, what would make a very interesting sheriff? What would make an interesting mayor? What would make an interesting newspaper reporter? And the characters came from that.
Mm-hmm. Originally, Kidsboro wasn't set in Odyssey.
Right.
And you kind of had to add the Odyssey nuances to it. So talk about, what was the book like originally?
Well, the book, Battle for Control, which is the first Kidsboro book, is essentially the same as The Great Kidsboro Takeover, which came out in 2000, 8 years before this one did. Except Battle for Control takes place in Odyssey, and there's a character of Wit, and there's Eugene comes in every now and then in the series of books, and Connie. But it's really similar in that it is a kid's world.
Mm-hmm.
The kids dictate everything. They are in charge. They're the authorities in this little town. And it's sort of, in a sense, like Charlie Brown. This is a kid's place. I mean, there are the only adults that you hear from are the ones that talk, wah, 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 wah. You don't hear from adults. And so that's what I really was the goal there, was to create a world that is just kids.
Yeah.
How many drafts did you have to work through? And then how long does it take to make some of the changes, including, the change from the publisher?
I would never send any of my first drafts to anybody. Odyssey was a different kind of thing because it had a team, and we bring first drafts and we have a read through and the team comments on it to create a second draft. But I would never send anything else that's a first draft to anyone because it's always awful. So I would do 2-3 drafts myself before I would even show it to anyone. And sometimes I would show it to somebody like Robert Skeed, you know, and they would come back and I would make another draft. And then perhaps then I would send it maybe to a publisher and then they would come back with their edits. And so it really a number of drafts, 5-6, sometimes more. And really the difference between draft to draft is that if there is anything in the draft that does not move the story along or move the characters along or is not important in some way or is at least funny, then it comes out. That's the key thing to rewriting is you got to cut things out that don't move the story along.
You said that in the Odyssey official guide, actually, you said that book 3, The Creek War, was the best thing you'd ever written. Why do you think that?
I think in terms of it, from beginning to end, I just love the flow of it. I think it makes some excellent moral points. That particular book is parallel to American history, the Cold War. And I love that sort of tension that comes with the Cold War. And I think I was able to capture that in the book. And plus, you know, there's a nice climax and it just all comes together just really nicely. And I think it's the best thing I've ever written.
Cool. Well, Marshall, thanks so much for joining us in the studio and also for bringing in your friend Robert.
Oh, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me. It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was fun. The Kidsboro episodes air the next few weeks on the Adventures in Odyssey radio broadcast. Our podcast listeners can also download each of them free on our website.
You can also visit the website for more information on the book series or about the Truth Chronicles set.
That's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Visit our website at witsend.org/podcast or call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse. And remember, with God in your life, every day is an adventure.